The law faculty at Pilsen University has found itself at the centre of a huge scandal lately after it emerged that law degrees had been awarded to students after only a few months of study, while dozens of dissertations had disappeared from its library. But is this evident corruption confined to Pilsen? That's what the Czech Education Ministry is trying to find out with an audit of every graduate of every Czech university since the year 2000. Jan Richter has the story.
The biggest scandal ever to have shaken the Czech education system has provoked the biggest ever response. The education minister Miroslava Kopitsová has ordered an audit of all Czech universities to see if fraudulent practices exposed at the law faculty of the University of West Bohemia in Plzeň are also common elsewhere. These include fast-track degrees handed out after a few months of study, plagiarism and missing dissertations. Tomáš Bouška is the spokesman for the education ministry.
The plan of the education ministry is rather simple. We have to look at the other schools and universities in the country and check, based on their student registers, the length of the study period of their alumni. That's basically the goal. Unless we check the duration of the study periods of all alumni in the country, we may find some more students who, studied too shortly and yet they gained their titles.
The ministry is going to check all alumni of all Czech universities who graduated after the year 2000, beginning with law faculties of public universities. In total, more than 315,000 graduates. Most experts believe it is unlikely that such practices are common anywhere outside the law faculty in Plzeň. But sociologist and former deputy education minister Petr Matějů says it's time to look at the whole system of higher education.
This is a case of few people who really tried to misuse the system. On the other hand, if the system can be such easily misused, if the senate of the school, even though we knew it was basically informed, didn't do any steps against these people and simply watched what went there for about 2 or 3 years, I think it shows that in our system of governing universities and control mechanisms, there's something wrong, and we have to think about how to improve it.
But the consequences of the Plzeň scandal may be much more far-reaching than that. If any of the fraudulent graduates have gone on to work as judges and attorneys, verdicts in cases they have been involved in could be called into question, perhaps resulting in lawsuits. Iva Chalopková is the spokesperson for the Czech Bar Association.
The scandal would seriously concern the Czech Bar Association if some official body, for example a court, superseded some attorney's 5-year course in law, because that's the condition required for becoming an attorney.
According to the Education Ministry, the results of its audit should be ready within a few months. Only then will we see whether the Plzeň scandal was an isolated case or whether the Czech education system is more corrupt than anybody could have imagined.
We will indeed, Jan Richter. And we will no doubt have more on that scandalous story as it unfolds.